talking to the brother wearing diamond ring, wearing gift dealer, woo, wheeler dealer, limousine light, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo.
They call me Hot Rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. That's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it.
You will know that your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because those don't get them.
Welcome to the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show.
Oh, what a wonderful introduction. Thank you, Stanley Mack. I couldn't even hear it, but I'm assuming it was a fantastic introduction. As I have spent the last 9 consecutive days inside a swimming pool. However, as a result, I have literally no hearing out of my right ear. I discovered that there's this thing called swimmer's ear, which means when water gets in there and it doesn't come out, you're deaf. I've been nauseous. I have had earaches, headaches. It's been a brutal 24 hours for the Dave Man. However, I'm the greatest of all time. I always come through. I always fulfill my commitments, something my co-host, Stanley MacDonald, has no idea about.
I know this. You no longer have an M&M brain, now you have Reese's Pieces in it.
I no longer have an M&M brain, now I have Reese's Pieces in it. You're talking smack, even though I'm suffering physically, and I'm always suffering mentally, and yet I'm here because tonight it's WWE Extreme Rules. The one night of the year, the one pay-per-view where things get out of control. That's right. We're talking no DQ matches. We're talking weird mixed tag team matches. We're talking this. We're talking that. We're talking the wrestling. My name is Eastside Dave MacDonald. Here's my co-host, Mr. Stanley Mack. You're just waving. This is a podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome. Okay. So, the earache monologue that I gave at the beginning of the show is very much for real. I am struggling. I don't know where I am. I never thought simply a waterlogged ear would create this much chaos in my health. But holy Moses, I have felt horrible for the last 2 days, and I don't know what to do. I got some eardrum. Well, you know what? This is boring. Listen, let's get right into it. Extreme Rules is where it's at. If I'm yelling just slightly more than usual, it's merely because I can't hear anything, including the sound of my own voice. But just like Beethoven, or was it Bach, or was it Mozart, one of those people was deaf and yet they were still a genius. So is the Dave Man, Father David, Mr. Davey Mack, Eastside Dave MacDonald, still a genius, whether I can hear or not. Agreed?
No.
No. Not agreed.
Don't agree.
Don't agree?
No.
Zero agreeance on that one.
Zero.
Yeah.
If you're deaf, yeah, and if you're not deaf, you still act. You still are very much like, You're kind of like unsmart.
So I'm unsmart.
Yeah.
So I'm stupid, yeah, according to you.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Also that.
Brainless.
Yes.
My mind is like mush. Oatmeal, north of the eyebrows?
Yes.
Okay. Stanley's the baby face here. I'm the heel. I mean, that's usually the dynamic of the show, but my goodness, he's talking a lot of smack for a baby face. Now, we are going to get into our predictions and prognostications. That's right. No one analyzes the WWE like the Mac Boys, the most hardcore team of all time. Let's get right into what I think could be a fun match. The triple threat tag team match for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship. This is going to be fun, I think. Daniel Bryan and Rowan, your SmackDown Tag Team Champions, versus The New Day, Big E and Xavier Woods, versus Heavy Machinery, Otis and Tucker. Stanley Mack, who do you like in this very interesting WWE SmackDown Tag Team Triple Threat Championship match?
I can actually see, well, I know that The New Day won, but I can see them eventually breaking the Hardy Boys, or I mean the Dudley Boys' record.
Oh, you see the New Day? Yeah, well, so if The New Day wins tonight, this will be their sixth career championship. And how many do the Dudley Boys have?
Like nine?
Nine. And I think the Hardy Boys have at least eight. They might have nine, though. They won twice, remember? First, when they first got back to the W, I mean, since they've returned, they won the Raw, and then recently they won the SmackDown Tag Team Championships before Jeff Hardy got injured.
So, but I don't think it will be them. Neither is Heavy Machinery. I'm going with Rowan and Daniel Bryan.
You're going with Rowan and Daniel Bryan, the current WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champions. That's an interesting prediction, and it's dead wrong. In fact, one of the worst predictions I've ever heard. Heavy Machinery is hot. Otis and Tucker. Just like I said last week or last show that we had, they have a they remind me of a little bit of a Hart Foundation, late 80s Hart Foundation, possibly combined with a little bit of the Bushwhackers. I see that kind of likability with them. They are going to win. They will be your brand new WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champions, Heavy Machinery. What do you think about that prediction?
You are so dead wrong.
Okay, dead wrong. How about this, Stanley Mack? Kind of, this match just popped up out of the blue. We were watching SmackDown this past week, and we've been wondering who's going to knock on Aleister Black's door. Well, it turns out that man is Cesaro. Just a straight-up singles match, which is kind of strange for Extreme Rules, but whatever. Straight-up singles match, Aleister Black versus Cesaro, Stanley Mack.
This is a tough one.
I agree. Go ahead.
But it's time for an upset city.
Upset city. Here we go.
Cesaro.
Cesaro? You know what? And here's the thing. I like Cesaro. Very much, in fact. And I love Cesaro and Sheamus together. I think they were future Hall of Famers.
I'm not sure about that. I don't want to change it there.
No, you can't. You can't change. There's no changing. And once it's locked in, it's locked in. Sorry, you're going with Cesaro. Horrendous prediction. Aleister Black wins this. And Aleister Black is going to do some damage to Cesaro. But nice prediction. Jerk. Next match is going to be a Women's SmackDown Championship Handicap Match. We're talking about Bayley, your SmackDown Women's Champion, versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. Of course, Nikki Cross looks at Alexa as a very good friend. But why do I feel like the friendship is not being returned from Alexa Bliss's side? This seems like a very one-sided friendship, in my opinion. I like the dynamic between it. It reminds me of a new version of the Rock and Sock Connection with Nikki Cross as your Mankind, Alexa Bliss as your Rock. What I'm predicting is Alexa Bliss figures a way to backstab Nikki Cross in the match, and Alexa beats Bayley and takes the championship on her own. Stanley Mack.
I Disagree.
Disagree.
Nikki Cross.
Oh, I love it.
Will become champion.
I love it.
And do you know what I think's gonna happen? Well, it's gonna Nikki Cross gonna be champion. This is gonna Elizabeth is gonna be like jealous of Nikki Cross, so turns on her.
I love it. All right, well thought out storyline. So we have sort of a similar idea, but with very different predictions, and I'm enjoying that one. Whereas I think Alexa wins by backstabbing Nikki Cross, and Alexa becomes new champion. You think Nikki Cross will become new champion, and Alexa is very envious. I enjoy this. Okay, next one. You know what? Let's do a little. Let's have a little fun here. What could be the match of the night? When you look at these two performers, we're talking about the WWE United States Championship, and that means your United States Champion Ricochet goes up against AJ Styles.
Ricochet.
Wow! You didn't even give it a thought.
Just because I think maybe like Anderson guys, they try to cheat, but it's not enough and whatever.
AJ Styles has turned heel. He is running yet again with Gallows and Anderson to reform the club, and I gotta be honest with you, we are on total opposite sides today, and I'm not even kidding you, because I think AJ Styles wins this. I'm not saying that this is going to be the end of AJ versus Ricochet. I think they go on like a little bit of a run where it's, you know, sort of when AJ Styles was going against Kevin Owens and they were kind of passing the United States Championship back and forth. I think AJ wins this match tonight. I really do. I think he beats Ricochet, but they continue on with the rivalry. And certainly these two can put on fantastic matches. So why not continue with the rivalry? All right, Stanley Mack, I got another one for you, bro. Let's get right into it. Let's go with Kofi Kingston versus Samoa Joe. That's right. Kofi Kingston, your WWE champion, versus Samoa Joe, singles match for the championship.
Kofi Kingston.
That quickly.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think Kofi's my win, and then like Lesnar might come, but then he like, but it's he. Then he leaves. He's teasing him a little.
He's gonna tease him.
Yeah.
Well, Brock Lesnar does have the Money in the Bank, and I believe Paul Heyman had been threatening that Brock will cash in his Money in the Bank at Extreme Rules. However, Paul Heyman has lied in the past. Things have gone awry. So you think if Brock... Do you think Brock... All right, how about this for a quick little prediction. When Brock Lesnar attempts to cash it in, who will he go against? Seth Rollins, the Universal Champ, or Kofi Kingston, the WWE Champ?
Extreme Rules, we'll see.
That's right. That's a good point. What if Samoa Joe wins somehow, and then Kofi... Or what if Baron... All right, we'll get to that match in a second. This is interesting to me. Okay, next one. Stanley Mack, are you ready to rock and roll, baby? Yeah. The Undertaker and Roman Reigns versus Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre in a no-holds-barred tag team match. Lay it on me, broski.
I think... This is an easy one. The Undertaker and Roman Reigns win.
The Undertaker and Roman Reigns. You know what? This is going to be the one time where I agree with you. That's the truth. Oh, wait. I never gave my prediction for Kofi Kingston and Samoa Joe. I'm telling you, this ear thing has me all messed up. I think Kofi wins. I do. I think Kofi wins. And I think Lesnar cashes in the Money in the Bank on Kofi. And Brock Lesnar will emerge from Extreme Rules tonight as your new WWE champion. As for this one, I agree with you. The Undertaker and Roman Reigns, they will defeat Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre. Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre have had the best of Roman Reigns lately. They've been bullying, doing some tricks, And I think Roman Reigns, with the assistance of The Undertaker, will get his revenge this evening. By the way, how has summer camp been?
Good.
Do anything interesting there?
Yeah.
Would you like to say what those interesting things are?
No.
No. Remember before the show when I was totally deaf and nauseous and unable to hear and I had a pounding headache and I said, this waterlogged ear of mine, the swimmer's ear, is destroying me physically. You're going to have to carry the show?
Yeah.
Do you think that when I say anything interesting at the camp and you're like, no, do you think that helps? You're thinking about it, huh? What's one thing? Give me one interesting thing that you've done at summer camp.
That's been the baseball.
Playing baseball. That's fantastic. With a real baseball, real bat, real glove?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What position do they have you at?
Well, we kind of like get to like choose our positioning.
What did you go for?
Second.
That's a smart, I was going to say, to me, I'm always good at looking at people and figuring out what position would work best for them. You're a second baseman, true and true. You can hit. Not the biggest guy, but certainly you have a good glove and an accurate arm. Perfect for second base. That is a good position for you. I was going to say second base or maybe even left field.
Well, you ever want to play? Does that mean like the far throws?
No, the right field is the far throws.
Yeah, I'm not doing right field because...
Yeah, you got to be like Aaron Judge size to play right field. Play left field. That's where Brett Gardner plays. Anyway, did you get any hits when you played baseball this past week?
I think I was like 0-2 the first game.
What about the second game?
Second game, I think I was like 2-2.
Two for two?
For like a single.
Holy cow! Stop the presses! That means overall you're 2-4. Currently, you're batting .500. That is something that's never been done in the history of baseball. The last man to hit 400 was Ted Williams in 1941. And that was 400. That's nothing. You're hitting .500. You're a one heck of a ball player. You know that?
Yeah.
Next one, Seth Rollins, your Universal Champion, and Becky Lynch, your Raw Women's Champion, versus Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans. Here is the catch. We're calling this a last chance winners take all mixed tag team extrules match. My God, that's a lot of words. But basically it means if Lacey Evans pins Becky Lynch, not only is Lacey going to be the new Raw Women's Champ, but Baron Corbin will be the Universal Champ. And the same thing, if Baron Corbin defeats Seth Rollins, he becomes Universal Champ, but so does Lacey Evans. So if either Baron Corbin or Lacey Evans are able to win, the entire team wins championships tonight. Big time match, lot at stake. I'm into it. What do you think?
Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins.
I am going to shockingly disagree. I talked to my man Baron Corbin on Monday, okay, on the morning rat race. He called in again. Third time calling the Dave Man. He knows me. He knows the way I think. He understands that he and I are simpatico, that he and I tell it like it is, which is what I'm going to do right now. Because Baron Corbin wants to hang out with me at either the Stone Pony or the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park the next time he comes into Jersey, okay? And because of that, because I am just shallow enough to want to hang out with famous people, I'm going to say your new Universal Champion, Baron Corbin, and your new Raw Women's Champion, Lacey Evans. That's right. I am making that prediction right here, right now, on the Eastside Davidson Wrestling Show. Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans, a shocking upset victory, but they will emerge both as your new champions. Boom.
Well, that's probably the worst prediction I think we've had as podcasts.
The worst prediction we've had as podcasts. Oh my gosh. Stanley Mack, it's time to wrap it up, but guess what? I need you to take this for a second because I got to grab the Beats cord and so I can play the speaker. The speaker ran out of electricity. So here, take it, do some impressions. Good. Keep that mic right by you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Macho Man. Superb.
Well, you fought your Bible. You said your prayers. That didn't get you anywhere.
Ooh, this is good.
But Austin 316 says it just whooped your butt.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, right?
Yeah.
Next one. This is like a fun game.
Adrian Adonis. You think you...
I think I know who this is.
Think you...
Go ahead. Keep going.
No, retreat and no surrender.
Oh, yes. That was your best one yet. That, my friends, is obviously Hillbilly Jim. Rowdy Roddy Piper, of course, our favorite. Our favorite of all time. All right, listen, Stanley. A particularly good show tonight. Once again, I pat myself on the back for pretty much, well, bringing the brilliance. The same kind of brilliance that I do every single episode. But I want to thank you. I want to thank you, and I'm proud of you for hitting 500 in baseball. Something that's never been done in the history of the sport. Congratulations on being better than Ted Williams, Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays. The rest of them can eat your shorts. As for Eastside Dave McDonald, and his son, Stanley Mack. Stanley, final thoughts. Final thoughts for Extreme Rules tonight.
I think it's going to be great.
Stanley, thanks. Extreme Rules is going to be great. We want you to enjoy Extreme Rules, everybody. Till next time, Eastside Dave's son and wrestling show. Goodbye.